everybody, and welcome to the JRPG Report. My name is Michaela from Team Retrogue. No, you'll notice that I am not Dalton, but I do have a guest with me today, and his name is...
Well, you may have known me as the guy pretending to be Michaela, but I go by Nefarious Ways and Nefarious Ways Gaming, which is... What do you want to call it? A pre-channel? A proto-channel? Someplace where I may put more of me up there. You can call me Nefarious for short.
A presence.
A deity.
A deity.
A thought. A concept, if you will.
So, unfortunately, Dalton is very much bogged down in the minds of Coca-Cola. So, he humbly requested that I do a solo episode of the report. And I humbly threw my friend under the bus, and here he is, ready to go. How are you doing, my good sir?
You know, I'm happy to be under this bus. It's not as good as the bus I was under when I pretended to be you for 8 glorious minutes, but, you know, I'll deal. Wouldn't be the first time I've been under a bus. I'm happy to be here, actually. Kind of honored you chose me.
But what have you been up to? Any RPGs or any games you've been playing?
As Mikhail knows, I always go by a rule of three. So I always have to be distracted in gaming of some sorts. So currently, games on the table for me, I am playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I know, Mikhail, finally. Like, I just started a couple days ago. But, you know, better late than never. Another Final Fantasy, as we, Mikhail and I are both in love with, Final Fantasy XIV. Can never get too much of that. And while I'm laying in bed and avoiding responsibility, I am going to be on my Steam Deck. I actually don't have a game that I'm consistently playing on my Steam Deck. As you've seen me struggle, looking for something to occupy my mind and my soul. Maybe it'll be Skyrim again. Just, you know, low-hanging fruit.
Well, I already set up those mods for you, so I think you should play some Skyrim. Yeah,
you've actually set up everything technical in my life currently. Like, I get it, and then like a baby, I kind of hand it off to you to make it work.
And
I'm not
like a grown father, I make it work somehow.
Thank goodness I can call you daddy.
Please don't.
Too late.
Dang it. So, I also follow the rule of three, and all three of mine just happen to be RPGs right now. The first one is a bit of a controversial take, because I should be playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, because I was hyping up that game before release to the point where I even encouraged Dalton to do a episode just on Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. And yeah, I'm not playing it.
Why aren't you playing this game? I feel like I'm going to outpace you. You started months before me.
I am not playing because I am playing a different Final Fantasy.
Oh,
by the name of Final Fantasy XVI.
Do I, I'm going to reserve judgment on that. I played and beat that game, and I will say the best part about it is in fact an RPG with a story, I guess, somewhere underneath it.
I have thoughts. I'm thinking of saving those thoughts for what we call here on the JRPG Report a Sunday special, where our Patreons, patreon.com/JRPG Report, if you want to support the show, they get to get some bonus episodes, which Dalton and I have not been able to put together lately, where we give impressions upon things like we play the game and here are our thoughts. So, Mr. Nefarious, we may have to trash that game on a podcast.
I mean, in order to fully trash it, you will have to suffer through the journey that is beating that game. I am certain there are people listening to this right now who are just gripping their phones in fury, thinking, "How dare you, Nefarious? This is a glorious game. I mean, look at Clive, and oh my god, and the love story, and there's a dog. My god, you can't hate a game with a dog in it." But if there's any game that can make me hate a game with a dog in it, Final Fantasy XVI, well, she accomplishes it. And I welcome all dissent in this opinion. I would love to meet someone, and I want you to come with me on this journey, Michaela. Like, meet that one person who's like, "No, this is not a bad game," and actually change my mind. That person would be a natural born leader.
I don't think that person is me, because I can't say I'm having a great time with it.
don't take any insult, because I don't think that person exists. Again, I welcome someone to message me and show me the light, because I played this game through. And I think of my happiest moment is when I saw the credits roll and I knew I didn't have to play it anymore. You on the other hand, you're a glutton for punishment. You got the DLC. Man, we have a lot to talk about there.
Look forward to that in the future, potentially, hopefully. So,
fingers crossed.
Are you ready to get to some news, my good sir?
Yeah, let's look at the news. What do we got?
So, I'll start off with the first one, and I know you're new to the JRPG report. Dalton usually reads the stories with the difficult pronunciations, but that's going to fall to me today, and I have a feeling I'm going to butcher it.
We're going to be in competition for that butchering.
So, from RPG site, Mushoku Tensei Jobless Reincarnation Quest of Memories releases simultaneously worldwide on June 20th. Bushiroad has confirmed the release date for that game I just mentioned. The new RPG, based on the Mushoku Tensei visual novel and anime, will be available simultaneously worldwide on June 20th. Japan will get the game on exactly the same day as the rest of the world.
Ooh.
Bushiroad will release this game digitally and physically, although it is unclear yet whether there will also be physical releases outside of Japan or not, as the English website lists all the prices in Japanese yen. The Japanese press release also revealed a limited edition that will come with a bonus booklet and a Palverse chibi figure of Roxy in maid attire.
Ooh.
Quest of Memories will feature multiple storylines from two perspectives. Rudeus' Dead End Party, which includes Eris and Rugeard, and Roxy's party, where she is joined by Talhan and Alinalise.
Well, oh, come Rudeus, on, you can do better than that.
I'm pretty sure that's Alinalise, right?
I would have pronounced it, okay, now I have to try. Alinalise. I actually like yours better.
Oh, okay. Well, Rudeus' story will be generally based on the original works. The game will also include brand new episodes. The story from Roxy's perspective will also be all new. And we will get this article out on Twitter. Follow at Team Retrogue and at JRPG Report, because I'm probably going to post it and then Dalton is probably going to retweet it. So if you want to see some of the screenshots and the trailer, we will make that available.
But Kale, did you watch the trailer?
No.
Should I
have?
I think this is a weird, like, I've never heard of this game before, so I had to watch the trailer because it said a phrase that got me interested, and that was the last line, Japan will get the same exact copy on the same day as the rest of the world. How unusual is that? Usually Japan's ahead of the curve on this. But if you watch the trailer, and I seriously encourage everyone to do that, even if this is your first step into this game, it looks just like a classic Dragon Warrior. Like, we're talking enemies line up, that kind of perspective. And I love Dragon Warrior. I know you're a huge fan of Dragon Quest. The style alone kind of brings you into it. As far as the character names and whatnot, there's also a challenge in pronouncing them. It's an added fun.
All right. Speaking of added fun, would you like to take this next story?
Sure, why not? So it's my turn to mispronounce. Also from RPGsite.net, Metaphor ReFantazio will be receiving new information on April 22nd through an Atlas-exclusive live stream. Atlas has announced that it will be sharing the latest updates on the developments of their upcoming turn-based and real-time hybrid RPG, Metaphor ReFantazio. I don't know if that's Italian, but that's how I'm pronouncing it. This will be distributed through an Atlas-exclusive live stream on the 22nd. We're looking at around 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. for those Eastern times, via YouTube and Steam. So aside from its opening, store pages on PlayStation, Xbox, and Steam earlier in March, there hasn't been any new news released for the title in 2024 so far. This upcoming Atlas-exclusive live stream, this will mark the first time brand new information for Metaphor ReFantazio will be released this year. So, as of this time, Metaphor ReFantazio is set to be released this coming fall for our PlayStation 5 users and our humble PlayStation 4 users, Xbox Series both X and S, and as well as, of course, PC. And hopefully this upcoming live stream will provide more concrete news. Now, right off the bat, Mikhailov, I know. I'm gonna you can't see it, but I'm touching my forehead and I'm predicting this. I actually think you would love this game. And
really?
Because it has... Oh, yeah. Yeah, now, I don't even want you to watch the trailer. This might be a Christmas gift for you. I watched this trailer, and let me tell you what this game is. It is a... This, you could tell this game was an Atlus game with the sound off, just looking at it. You don't even have to know. You could tell this was an Atlus game. If you've played Persona ever, this looks just like it. It's got the same style. It's got the same characteristics. And the thing that really tips off its hat to Atlus is the combat system. It's very reminiscent. I know a lot of people will look at that and think it's just a copy-paste job. But if the formula works, I mean, it's hard to argue with success. So, I mean, again, maybe you should watch the trailer, Mikhailov. Everyone else definitely should. If you were ever a fan of Persona 4, particularly 5, this is actually some exciting news for people that are into this kind of style.
What's up with the four eyes and the, like, snake coming out of the guy's mouth?
So there I was, being a gentleman, avoiding looking at that. But yeah, I do see that. And then we have the Joker-like character on the left rushing at it. I can't tell if that's an enemy or structure. This is a classic. There's another Telltale Atlus sign. I guess you could call that thing a metaphor.
Oh, what is it a metaphor for? Maybe not something we should get into.
No, not on this channel, at least, no.
So, I do like the three characters that they've shown on the box art here. Just artistically, it's very Atlus looking, but it's also, they look cool. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, they definitely take from a particular style.
Like many games that we talk about on this podcast, I probably need to play it, and hopefully I will, but most of our listeners know how much of a backlog I have and how much it has not gone down.
With no end in sight, no less.
No, it goes up.
That's true. Okay, yeah, you're right. You do make more and more additions to that backlog. I've been trying to chip away at mine, too, so I can't throw a stone at you.
Yeah, I may start playing Super Mario RPG again next week, by the
again?
Way. I'm not going to start from the beginning, but I might start bringing it in and playing it.
For those that don't know, Mikhailov and I, we happen to share a job together, and we're very responsible because every waking moment when we're not working, which is most moments, we like to go ahead and make sure we're playing video games. You know, no rest for the weary.
And there was a moment where I was going through the new Super Mario RPG, and Nefarious was enjoying it vicariously through me, and then I kind of stopped playing. So, we'll see.
The job got a lot harder when you stopped playing that game.
Yeah, so I may need to go back and beat it. I definitely need to tackle my backlog. But this game is one of the core reasons as to why I can't tackle my backlog.
And, it's a good reason, though.
So, Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail PC Benchmark previews the game's upgraded graphics. Square Enix has released the official PC benchmarking program for Final Fantasy XIV Dawn Trail, the upcoming expansion to Final Fantasy XIV. As with other benchmarking programs released for the game, the Dawn Trail benchmark evaluates a player's computer hardware specs to determine how well it will run the game, assigning it a numerical score. This new benchmark is also the first substantial look players have had at Square Enix's planned graphical improvements to Final Fantasy XIV, many of which will go live with Dawn Trail. The improvements include features related to modern graphics card technology, like NVIDIA's DLSS and AMD's Fidelity FX Super Resolution, and changes to the way Final Fantasy XIV processes lighting and visual effects. Of course, the upgrades also correspond with a rise in the game's hardware demands, so players on lower spec PCs will need the benchmark to see which settings may need to be compromised to maintain adequate performance. In addition to the graphical updates, which will apply to all players regardless of whether or not they own Dawn Trail, the expansion will add playable female Hrothgar characters, and two new playable classes, the melee DPS Viper and the magical DPS Pictomancer. The Dawn Trail benchmark sequence includes demonstrations of both classes, with the Warrior of Light able to appear in Viper gear, while their friend and fellow Scion, Kryle, uses the Pictomancer's powers. Dawn Trail takes place mostly in Tyrall, a continent that the people of Eorzea call the New World. Tyrall's environments appear inspired by those found in the real-world American continents. Dawn Trail debuts on July 2nd, 2024. And so I need to run this, but I'm 99% sure that my PC will be just fine. And I watched a video from Nerdnest yesterday, who did the benchmark on his Steam Deck, and it did get enough of a score that it will perform decently on the Steam Deck, even with the graphical upgrades.
Wow.
And I'm pretty sure that was done to appease Valve's Gabe Newell, because he plays Final Fantasy XIV on the Steam Deck almost exclusively.
Almost kind of like you. You're a big Steam Deck user when it comes to that game, which just baffles me. I can't wrap my head around hand controls for a PC game. Just can't do it.
And I can't wrap my head around being able to sit down at my computer for several hours.
That's true. You have that thing. What's it called?
A child.
Responsibilities in a life. Oh, yeah. I forgot about that, too. Well, I have two cats, so I totally understand what that's like.
No, you don't.
Two cats, not one. But I'm just excited as you for this. We're both giant Final Fantasy XIV users. So let me ask you, Mikhailov. I think I know the answer. But go ahead and just cure my curiosity. What are you going to go for first? You going to go for a Viper or a Pictomancer?
Viper.
Yeah, saw that storm coming. I, on the other hand, am very excited about the Pictomancer. I remember, what was her name from Final Fantasy VI with the brush?
Realm.
What was her name? You know. Realm! The idea of making a cute little painting and having it bite stuff. I mean, come on, is that not the dream or what?
I wish I could do that in real life.
Who says you can't? You know? I've seen your art.
I can't even make cute little paintings. I can make little 3D printed squirrels now, though.
Yes, you can. I wish I had the scholar chip run hand, but
see it anyway. Yeah, I made Nefarious a scholar jobstone with my new 3D printer that I got for my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Again.
Happy birthday to you, too.
Gee whiz. I mean, it's only several months away, but I appreciate it ahead of time. But I am excited about this graphical update. The idea of female Hrothgars, too, that them finally getting a little show. I'm a little disappointed that the person that demonstrates the Pictomancer powers is Kryle. I hate her and Tataru so much. I mean, it's with a fiery passion, but whatever.
You hate all of them.
I do. I despise all of them. Every single one of them.
I could bet you I could name the single Scion that you like.
The one? You think so?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I will buy you lunch if you can guess the one Scion I truly like. Go ahead.
Graha.
Okay, that was cheating. Okay, that was totally cheating. Okay, how about prior Shadowbringers?
Oh, before Shadowbringers?
Yeah, because there was one.
Can I narrow it down to two?
Yeah, I'll narrow it down to two. But then I only give you half a lunch.
Well, that's fine. It's either Thancred or Uriange.
You're right about one of them.
Uriange.
Wrong! It's Thancred.
Damn it!
Come on, he's a thief! He's a thief in the world of God!
He's Uriange not a thief anymore. He's a gunbreaker.
But Uriange, the one thing that really detracts from me is that damn Victorian language. He's constantly with the these and the thous and the thos and the doth. I mean,
I
have sped through his dialogue.
I figured that you would find that endearing.
At first I did, but kind of like you would find ice cream comforting, if you eat it straight for 2 weeks, eventually you're going to get sick.
Good point.
And Uriange is vanilla ice cream.
I do like what they did with him in Shadowbringers, though.
I do, too. I do. I like the changes in Shadowbringers. I'm sad it's over.
I'm glad that they gave him actual personality.
Yeah. Yeah, I still think it's somewhat annoying, but and Alphino is still there, which is big detraction.
I like
I know you do.
I like new Alphino. I hated ARR Alphino.
I'm still in hate with Alphino. If it changes, I'll upgrade your half a lunch to 3 bars of a lunch.
How's all right. So I have to bring the other quarter?
Oh, yeah, obviously.
So the soda.
You know? Yeah, the soda or, like, you know, a handful of chips. Whichever. It depends where we are. Maybe a piece of a pizza.
Should I bring some yokai?
I think some yokai is definitely in order. Shall I take this one?
Sure.
Switching things up. We're actually going to go away from RPGsite.net, and we're hopping right over to the official Final Fantasy XIV North American website, fresh from Lodestone. The Yokai Watch crossover. So, if you're interested in Yokai, and actually, unlike me, know what that is, well, from April 24th, 2024, at exactly 1 a.m., that'll be till the release of Patch 7.0, which I'm pretty sure coincides with Dawn Trail. Am I right about that, McKenna?
It is Dawn Trail, yeah.
It is Dawn Trail. It doesn't just coincide. See how smart I am? Your quest begins in the city of Olda, which, coincidentally, was my starting city for my character until I switched to Limsa Liminza, like everyone else.
You chose properly.
I know I did. I mean, I don't even know why I started with Olda in the first place. Oh, yeah, because I was a Thaumaturge. So, head on over to Olda at the Steps of Nald. And for those of you not in the know, that is right near the Ethereal Waypoint where you start the city. And speak with the poor healed youth. Poor healed, as in not healed correctly, but heal of his foot isn't doing that great. On the Steps of Nald. And upon completion of the quest, you will receive a Yokai Watch and Yokai Medallion, which you can use to obtain Yokai Medals. In order to take this quest, your character needs to be at least above level 15, and you must first complete one of the following main scenarios. The Gridanian Envoy, the Liminza Envoy, or the Olda Envoy. For those of you in the know, that is basically the quest that enables you to travel to other areas of the game beyond your starting city. If you're really motivated, you can get that done in under an hour. I mean really motivated. You can just burn through that. Upon doing this, you can obtain new medals. And for those of you on the site, there are quite a few to choose from. So upon gathering your medals, you deliver them to the wandering executive at the Golden Saucer, and he will introduce your favorite yokai. By befriending these yokai, you'll be able to summon them as in-game minions. Now, Mikhailov knows me very well. I'm a big fan of my minions in that game. I carry around my personal favorite all the time, which is Kefka. But if you look at these little... Are you looking at this with me, Mikhailov?
Yes.
The list.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go ahead and let you know I'm looking at these. At first I was kinda questioning, but I like the look of these. And I dare you to find something cuter and more whimsical than the second one right there, Komasen. It's a little kitty with horns. I mean, oh my god.
They're all
you're gonna sit there
kitties.
And tell me you don't. Yeah, but that one's got horns.
Have you See, my favorite of all of these is actually Robonian F type. I like the little robot kitty.
Where did you see? See, I would not have guessed that for you.
What would you have guessed?
I would have guessed Hovernayan. Little kitty with a red cape?
He's cool, too. But I like the robot one.
I think everyone's going to be a big fan of Kyuubi. He's very edgy.
Where's he?
He is the third one.
Yep. The fox thing, the nine tails thing.
Yep. But right below there, I think everyone should make a habit of getting Majimut. I know I mispronounced it. I did it for Grace's sake, but look at him. Just look at Majimut.
I'm pretty sure it's a poop dog.
That's a poop dog.
Oh, no.
That just makes you want more.
That's not the poop dog. There is
not the poop dog?
I do remember there being a poop face yokai, but I know they wouldn't put that in this game.
Mm-hmm. I look over there. We have Zazzle, also known as Wish Sephiroth.
Zazzle's kind of cool.
Oh, see, I knew it. Majimut, though, for the win. You know,
I think some of these are characters from the show. I don't know if that they're actually yokai, but they might be. Because Lord Enma and Lord Ananta, they look a little too human to be yokai. But yokai is a form of ghost, so they could very well be.
Yeah.
Yokai Watch hasn't been released since the 3DS? They might have had a Switch version, but I don't know if it got released in the US. I'm going to look right now.
Wait, Yokai and Eorzea? What? That was on there.
Oh, there is a Switch version. It's called Yokai Watch 4++. And it is
you ever played?
It is not American.
You ever played the game?
I played the DS versions. They're eh. They're like a combination of Pokemon and Mega Man Battle Network, if that makes any sense.
That is an interesting union.
Hmm.
It's kind of like walnuts and ice cream. You know, you never know.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Speaking of interesting unions, want to talk to us about Shin Megami Tensei? Now, I know you're familiar with that game.
I am familiar with it. I think I own it somewhere.
I think you do, too. I think I have it for Switch. I think I remember listening to you play that in the background while I was attempting to do something, possibly.
No, that was Hyperdimension Neptunia.
I was close.
They're not even remotely close to each other.
Kind of close, you know. You drop a bomb and I'd be there, you know.
Atlus has released new information and screenshots for Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance, introducing the game's new Nahobino form, new demons, Nahobiho and Amabi exploring Da'at, and more. So what is Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance? Released in 2021, Atlus's renowned RPG, Shin Megami Tensei V, has sold more than 1 million copies worldwide. This highly acclaimed title has evolved in every aspect, including the system and scenario, and will be available on multiple modern platforms. At the beginning of the story, the player is presented with two divergent paths. The story told in Shin Megami Tensei V, the canon of creation and a brand new route, canon of vengeance, a dramatic tale of revenge by the fallen. Canon of Vengeance follows the scenario of Shin Megami Tensei V, but changes drastically from the latter half of the game. The outcome will be completely different. You can enjoy the two divergent stories to your heart's content. And I'm not going to go through this whole thing. There are a whole bunch of screenshots about the protagonist and his new form, which actually looks really cool. And then some screenshots, some new characters, some new monsters. What I want is the release day. So I'm going to scroll all the way down. Shin Megami Tensei V Vengeance is due out for PS5, Xbox Series, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC via Steam and Microsoft Store on June 14th. Now, if you are interested in this game, I think I've said it on the show before, you might as well wait for this one to come out, because this is what Atlus does. They release their game, and then a couple years later, they release their game again with extra stuff. They did it with pretty much all of the Persona games, and they also do the Shin Megami Tensei series, which I have been told that Persona is basically Shin Megami Tensei for babies. From what I understand of Shin Megami Tensei 5, at least, is you are thrown into another dimension that's basically a post-apocalyptic Tokyo, and you have to find, they're not called personas, but you have to find the same characters, and you have to get them to befriend you, and you have to, your party is yourself and the characters. It's not yourself and other party members that can summon the characters. So you're basically all alone in post-apocalyptic Tokyo with some very dark, disturbing Pokemon.
So it's funny, as you were explaining that, I was looking up the protagonist, because the name struck me as familiar. Michaela, without typing a key in your keyboard, does the name Casey Mojillo sound familiar?
No.
Okay, but it's about to. So Casey Mojillo, again, I could be butchering that name. She is the English voice actor for the protagonist. It sounded slightly familiar, and I was rewarded looking this up. This person has actually done quite a bit of work. She's been in Red Dead Redemption. She's on our favorite game forever, Elder Scrolls Online. And if you didn't smell the sarcasm streaking from that sentence, please get a whiff, because Mikhailov and I have a very bitter, toxic relationship with that game. We kind of started.
Very glad that that's not a JRPG, because that means we can trash it to heck.
Maybe one day we'll do an offshoot of just games we hate, working title. But we'll see. We'll see what that story brings us. But also, in some good things, she was also an Octopath Traveler, and a few other ones that I was looking up. I'm like, really? She's been all these. But mostly well known, she was in the Fallout series at one point, Lego Fortnite, and the last one I wanted to mention, save the best for last, for you and a mutual friend of ours are playing this game. She's in Starfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
So a popular voice actress.
Yeah, so this this one comes with some weight behind it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely worth a playthrough, just if you didn't already buy it for Switch when it came out a couple of years ago, then just your best waiting till June, because then you're going to get the full package.
Definitely. Definitely worth the wait.
All right, we got one more story for you today, folks. You want to take it home, Nefarious?
Yeah, let's go ahead and bring it to a conclusion. Let's travel on back to RPGsite.net. What we have coming out now is Yuan Yuan Sword 7.
I butchered this, and Dalton corrected me, and I don't remember how he did it. So good luck.
Oh, good.
Good luck, friend.
I love them alone on this. So we're going to go with Yuan Yuan Sword, because, you know, for a guy that lived in China, you'd think I would actually know some of this, but here we are. Yuan Yuan Sword 7 launches for Nintendo Switch on May 30th, but a mere month and a week away. East Azisoft has announced that, there it is again, you know, once Sword 7 will launch on May 30th for Nintendo Switch, the action RPG originally released for Steam in October of 2020. Followed by a PS4 and Xbox One release in September 2021. That Sword game is a long series of Taiwanese-developed action RPGs featuring ancient Chinese stories and mythology. That word, Sword 7, sometimes stylized as that word, at Sword 7 again. Why do you say that? Is only the second entry. I'm trying my best.
I know you are.
Is only the
Welcome only to the fold, my friend.
I can't wait to stay. Is only the second entry in the series to support English subtitles. The most recent story in the franchise is...
Just say Mist Beyond the Mountains. Purpose.
Mist Beyond the Mountains, a remake of once Sword 3 that released last year for Nintendo Switch and PC. Again, for those of you that are into this series and watch the trailer, I was particularly taken with the trailer. Did you watch the trailer, Mikhailov?
You actually did more research than me this episode.
And by research, you mean I sat down with a cookie and watched a 2-minute trailer. I skimmed it at that. So take this with a grain of salt. A grain of that salt. This game looks very reminiscent of a few games I liked. And Mikhailov, on the other hand, and I, though very much alike, we differ in a few aspects. And one of those aspects is Souls games. Yeah. So Souls games, I love them. I played them all. I platinum some. For my Elden Ring fans out there, but particular, let me speak to my Sekiro friends out there. This game looks, I'm just saying looks, very Sekiro-like. We have dodging, roll-through combat. Wouldn't shock me if we saw some iframes thrown in there. And if you watch the trailer, you can see that. Now, if there's parrying in there, this is a game I actually might consider. But the series, being inspired by Chinese legends and mythologies, yes, it's a running trope and we've seen it before, but have we ever seen it fail? Maybe, but it hasn't come to my attention. So if you watch the trailer, you get to see some pretty decent combat, very hacky slashy, and it wouldn't shock me, Mikhailov, if it ventured into that realm of challenge you so love. One of these days we're going to have to talk about your cheese challenge.
We're not talking about that today.
No. We need days.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't last long, so I don't know that there's much to talk about. So, that's our news. Go ahead, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, there's plenty to talk about, but it's the after effects we talk about most.
It is the after effects we talk about the most. Very cheesy day in my life. All right, so that's our news, fine folks. Let's take it in with the house cleaning. So... if you want to check us out on Facebook, that would be facebook.com/thejrpgreport. Or you can follow us on Twitter at @thejrpgreport. You can follow me on Twitter at @TeamRetro. You can follow Nefarious Ways on Twitter at
Nefarious Ways Gaming at YouTube, but there's nothing there. It's a hollow shell for now, but please, come my way, and we can make it into something great. Till then, please look for me more on Team Retrogue on YouTube.
And if you want to be like these wonderful people who support the show on Patreon, you can do so by going to patreon.com/thejrpgreport with a special thank you to Jake W., Jordan K., Kularian, Master Loot, and Kana. Shout out to the Steam Machine Podcast, where Dalton, Willie, and Nate play games on their Steam backlog and talk about their experiences. Shout out to my channel, Team Retro, where I review retro handheld devices and what systems and games you can emulate on them. Anything else you want to talk about?
Nothing I can think of, but hopefully this won't be the last time. We'll find some other things to learn about, complain about, and actually know something about, hopefully.
All right. So, until next time, then. For Nefarious Ways, for Dalton, who now has to edit this.
Good luck, by the way.
I am Mikhailov. Do us all the biggest favor. Get back out there and level up.